Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheeta Crawford.
Shalom as well, and thank you for tuning in tonight as we continue in our study of Matthew 24.
And we want to remind our listeners that all our radio programs and newsletters are archived on shofarministries.net that we hope you will share with others.
Yes, definitely tell a friend. And as always, let us ask God for his blessing.
Abba, Father, we highly praise and adore you as our El Shaddai and God above all gods. We ask that you honor our prayers as we lift up to your throne these written prayer requests, especially those with rare or cancerous diseases. We pray for the flood victims in various states and plead the blood of Yeshua over our lost loved ones, doing whatever it takes to bring them to your saving knowledge of grace. We ask for divine protection over the bride of your Son and over our children and grandchildren as these days are increasingly evil, but a sure sign of your soon return. Until then, please keep our burdens light as we pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, a reminder that the 40-day season of Teshuvah began Sunday.
And we wrote about it extensively in our newsletter that went out 2 weeks ago and is up on our webpage, shofarministries.net. Teshuvah is the yearly season on the Hebrew calendar to re-examine oneself, repent, forgive, and here's the key words. Return to a closer walk with Jesus before the possible resurrection. And many unexpected things, especially with the weather, as we are right now experiencing, do occur during these days leading to the fall feasts of our Lord. Just this morning I read that like 700,000 people were without power due to the storms, and Jackson, Mississippi has no usable water.
Well, let's keep them in your prayer.
Yes. And that they will desire a closer walk with Jesus through all of this.
And we'll be talking about the fall feast in a few weeks.
Oh, for sure. Meanwhile, we are seeing a worsening of the border crisis and amazing amounts of fentanyl coming in.
And the war in Ukraine continues.
And now a possible radiation leak from its nuclear plant.
Do you want to talk about what we hope is a rumor?
Sure, why not? And that's, of course, about Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yep, that's the one.
Well, we heard she will be convinced to step down, and Biden will nominate California Governor Gavin Newsom, with the Senate approving him with 51 votes.
So, could happen before November.
Well, yeah, just in case they would lose the Senate, he wouldn't get approved. Then next year, according to this rumor, and we think it is, next year Biden would resign due to health reasons and Newsom would become the president. And if you recall, Newsom was seen at the White House when Biden wasn't there.
Looking quite confident.
Kamala surely knows by now she is not capable of being the United States president. And there would likely be some very attractive incentives offered for her to step down.
By the way, Newsom is a distant cousin to Nancy Pelosi through marriage.
That is true. So we'll see. Let's just see what happens. Just interesting to point it out. But doesn't it feel like America is in a cold war, you know, as in progressives against conservatives? For what they just did to a past president is unconscionable. I think they wanted to confiscate his documents that he did declassify, meaning he could release perhaps some damaging details about them.
Well, this way they can keep what they want.
Yeah, claiming it's still under investigation. Just my thoughts, we'll see, but they did overstep here and it will see the light at some point.
More evidence of a two-tiered justice system.
And just like we knew, they will not stop to end Trump's running for president. And that's just the bottom line.
Hello, Ephesians 6.
Oh, yeah. I am also hearing that they are finally admitting that the vaccines have not done what they claimed it would do, and in fact having too many adverse reactions. So, what did we read in Political last Wednesday? Honey, read that headline.
The Trump administration pressured the Food and Drug Administration to authorize unproven treatments.
Uh-huh. So, Trump will get the blame for his warp speed, which at the time we questioned why he did that and wished he wouldn't have. Because we knew pretty quickly the dangers, but apparently he did not.
Big Pharma deceived him.
Oh, yes, they did. So anyway, 2 weeks ago, Israel hit a series of airstrikes to some Iranian army air bases in Syria, killing three soldiers near Damascus.
And so they retaliated.
Oh, yeah. A day later, drones launched by pro-Iran militias attacked an American base in Syria, injuring many of our soldiers, rather than towards the Israeli targets, fearing a possible escalation. And that was pointed out and requested by President Assad of Syria. But in spite of these battles in the Middle East, Biden is still going to join with Iran in another terrible deal. And I must tell you, Israel is livid with Biden over this.
Israel labeled the deal a strategic disaster.
And it is.
And then there's China.
Oh, yeah. They, too, continue their aggressions, and the port at the Solomon Islands turned our U.S. Coast Guard ships away at China's demand so they could not get resupplied. As well, airlines flying over Taiwan were forced to reroute because China launched an array of live missile tests after Pelosi's visit. Now, the U.S. has canceled 26 Chinese international airline flights, and we've sailed two of our U.S. Navy warships through the Taiwan Strait to maintain security.
Talk about rumors of wars.
Oh, for sure.
Meanwhile, technology keeps expanding.
And the Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum is making chip inoculations a normality, with the cashless digital monetary system ready to go.
We see it all happening.
And, yeah, well, most of us. You know, some are still saying, oh, everything's going to be okay as soon as the Republicans take back the House and Trump is reelected. You better not lean on that, for much of this stems from Dominion theology, and it's not new. It was also claimed during Jeremiah's day.
Remember, history repeats itself.
And Babylon is about to invade, although this time it comes in a mystery form. So says Revelation 17 and 18. Bottom line, America is systematically being dismantled by evil men, just as prophesied. Might America get another reprieve? Well, God only knows.
Okay, well, we welcome your comments and your end-time questions. Please send them to Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net or call the office. And be sure to leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are very much needed and appreciated, and we'll include you in our monthly mailing. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, and let a friend know they can find all the programs and teaching newsletters archived for your learning pleasure. Okay, just a short overview of chapter 24.
Okay. Matthew wrote with the saved future Jews in mind that will recognize their Messiah in the first half of the tribulation. However, chapter 24 first begins with a short prophecy soon to affect them, and that's of the destruction of the magnificent temple, which was then fulfilled a few decades later in 70 AD. But then Jesus advances in time and gives some obvious but simultaneous signs in other words, happening all at the same time, to look for in the very end of days.
Emphasizing great deception.
Yes. We also covered the fact that according to Revelation 7, that 144,000 Israelites will be saved right away, just after our rapture, and will then preach the gospel, first in Israel, of the soon earthly messianic kingdom, and then by the midway point of the tribulation,
verse 14,
they will go out to all the nations when the Jews flee south from Jerusalem to escape the Antichrist.
Confirmed in Revelation 12.
Again, this is exactly at the midpoint of the tribulation, 1,260 days, when the Jews who were saved as a whole at the war of Ezekiel 38 witnessed the Antichrist's abomination in their new temple.
Verse 15.
And he will be demanding worship.
Or their supplies are cut off.
So if one agrees to worship the beast, the mark, which most believe is the chip under the skin, will allow them to buy and sell, but now can no longer be redeemed, according to Revelation 14. We also covered that God leads his saved Jews on wings of eagles to the same area where they were when escaping Pharaoh and his army in the book of Exodus.
That's some great typology.
Oh, yeah. The word tells us that we can learn the future by what has happened in the past.
Romans 15:4.
Then last week we explained Matthew 24, verse 20, how we concluded that we can know that their flight would not be on the Sabbath or in the winter. And by the way, I want to thank you for the positive responses we've received stating how that made so much sense to you and that you're enjoying these weekly studies.
We appreciate your kind words.
We do. Reminder, again, the programs are archived on shofarministries.net, and if you don't have a computer, all the libraries do, and will gladly instruct you on how to use it.
For free, no doubt.
Yes. Okay. Then we saw how God will shorten the daylight hours due to the heat of the sun, and confirmed it with Amos 8, verse 9, and Revelation 8, verse 12. So this week we will pick it up in Matthew 24, verse 23.
Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand.
That's why Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Revelation 19:10.
It's just so sad how many don't even care to study it. So again, who will be the elect at that time?
The tribulation saints.
And the 144,000. And why are they then the elect?
Because we are gone.
Yes. And again, Jesus is warning about deception. Many today are being deceived by signs and wonders, which they claim to be miracles, images in the sky, crying icons, gold dust, and much more. Many false prophets are giving forth their own words of knowledge, saying, oh, all will be fine, and that God is restoring the supernatural.
By sending signs and wonders.
But Matthew says in the end days, because of deception, that these signs and wonders will be from Satan, not God. And yet, because so many don't read his prophetic words, they are not familiar with what it says to watch for. Verse 24-25.
For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand.
So, pretty strong deceptions. But we've been told, and the saved Jews will know because they'll be reading Matthew. But the one world religion won't know. Because they don't know the word. Therefore, they'll listen to the lies. And as we have been stating, we are already seeing lies and deception.
As in dominion theology.
Or the NAR, which is the New Apostolic Reformation, and there are many others. So, let's read verse 26.
Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or, look, He is in the inner rooms. Do not believe it.
This is not speaking about the personal supernatural visions that some are having, especially today, to Muslim and Jews to bring them to the Lord, as Joel 2 says will happen. Here, Matthew is describing a physical person who will claim to be Jesus, inviting people to come and see him. We have already seen a few cases of this, but it will be magnified in the tribulation. And by the second half of the tribulation, the Antichrist will be the prime offender. But anyway, we know from Scripture exactly how he returns at the end, because Matthew explains that exactly in verse 27.
For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For whatever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together.
So we know from Revelation 19 about the supper for the vultures that will eat the unrighteous leaders. And I also think it's pretty amazing that it is in the fall season when vultures and other birds gather more abundantly in Israel. Just saying. So continue in verse 29, and this is good.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken.
Okay, so the Greek word for immediately is metatata, and it means at the very next minute. Everything goes dark, and I believe this will be at sundown on Yom Kippur.
Why do you think that?
Well, that's when it is Hebraically taught that the gates are closed in heaven that had been opened on Rosh Hashanah.
Isaiah 26.
And if anyone has not accepted Jesus, by then, Yom Kippur, it is now too late. For then a sign in heaven, which we believe are the moving clouds coming towards the earth, and then all will witness the Son of Man riding on a white horse.
Confirmed in Revelation 19.
Yes. Let's read Matthew 24, verse 30.
Then the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
The tribes of the earth, or the earth dwellers, are idioms for the unrighteous, who had preferred to make earth their home rather than accept Jesus and go to heaven. And now they will mourn, knowing they messed up horribly.
Now, this next verse is extremely important to understand correctly.
It is, because its interpretation has often been mangled. Post-trib teachers will always use this verse to tell you that this proves we are here for the tribulation because the word elect is used. Now, we spoke about this a few weeks ago and we'll explain again because it's just so important to remember. You need scripture to interpret scripture for proper hermeneutics. It makes it easier to comprehend with a more correct interpretation, I'd say. So, Matthew 24, verse 31.
And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Now, there's a lot to unpack here, but again, vitally important. First off, notice he sends his angels here to gather the elect on earth. Now, that's a great clue because we know from 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15 that the rapture is a calling of us up, along with the righteous dead in Christ, at the last trump of God. The angels do not come down to gather his bride.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Also, this reads at the great trump, not the last trump. The great trump is a different idiom, according to our roots, and is only blown on Yom Kippur, which fits the puzzle of Jesus returning to earth on a Yom Kippur. Now, in case you're interested, there is also a first trump, which is blown on Pentecost. Why? because it was the first time a shofar was blown from God himself in Exodus 19.
So, three idioms for three trumpets or shofars.
Right, for three different feasts. Pentecost is the first trump. Rosh Hashanah, or Feast of Trumpets, is the idiom for the last trump. And
the great...
Go ahead, honey.
And the great trump represents Yom Kippur.
Amen. Okay, moving on. As I mentioned before, the elect are the righteous during a particular time period. Example, in the Old Testament, Israel was called God's elect, as confirmed in Isaiah 45:4, which says,
"For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name, which I have named you, though you have not known me."
Then, after Christ birthed the church at his resurrection and then confirmed at Pentecost, those who believe in Yeshua became his elect. Today, we, believers in Christ, are his elect. But when we leave this earth, those who then become righteous during the tribulation will be called his elect, as we just read in verse 31, where the angels will gather the earthly elect.
Also known as the sheep in Matthew 25.
Yes, who will enter the millennial kingdom, and the goats will be cast into hell. And they will await the great white throne judgment as described in Revelation 20, verses 12 and 13. And they'll be judged according to their works, which tells us there are different degrees of punishments, obviously, which is also confirmed in 2 Timothy 4:14 and Matthew 23:14. I don't know. I just find it very interesting because the secular-minded always judge each other on their good works, good or bad. You know, like they'll say, well, I'm going to heaven because I'm a good person. Well, at the Great White Throne Judgment, they will receive, accordingly, what they always thought. So, yes, I believe Hitler will suffer more than your good neighbor who just never made Jesus Lord over their life. That is how we see it. So let me ask you, are you the elect? You can be, but it must be your choice. You must make Yeshua Lord over your life. Luke 21 says you can escape the horrors of the tribulation with just a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him into your spirit. Then let him have dominance over you instead of the god of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. And that's it. There is no in between. You either serve the Lord or you serve the other. And let me speak to those of you who are lukewarm. You better get your act together right now. Tithe your time in God's word. You need it for discernment, and it's really the only way you can have discernment. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just going to be like shuffling around. Anyhow, let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That shalom. Perfect shalom. So till next time, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her will prosper in many different ways. Psalm 122, verse 6. Tune in next week, and let me ask you, are we the generation of the fig tree parable? We'll examine that next time. Till then, tell someone about Jesus, and have a great, wonderful week. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.